You're listening to SBS News.
It looks like a small detail on the Qantas website, but it's big enough to cause a big controversy. The reference on the Qantas website to Taiwan will soon read Taiwan, China. The chief executive of Qantas, Alan Joyce, is trying to downplay Qantas's role in what is a larger geopolitical issue.
It's not airlines that define who countries are. Australia itself has a one China policy. A lot of the airlines around the globe have actually made the same adjustment, the same change to the website. Our intention is to do the same.
Self-governing Taiwan considers itself an independent country. China insists Taiwan is one of its territories. Australia's one China policy means it broadly agrees with China's position. It's a bipartisan policy that Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull reaffirms.
We've had a one China policy for many decades now. Our diplomatic relations are with China and People's Republic of China.
China's Civil Aviation Administration had given dozens of airlines around the world, including Qantas, a deadline of May the 25th to change how they refer to Taiwan on their websites. Qantas has a lot to lose if it incurs China's displeasure. It flies from Sydney to Beijing and Beijing to Sydney every day. It also flies to Shanghai and the Chinese territory of Hong Kong. It also has codeshare agreements with China Airlines, China Eastern Airlines, and China Southern Airlines. The United States government has described China's ultimatum as nonsense. The Australian government, already under pressure over its relationship with China, which has become delicate in recent times, preferred not to get involved. Although, upon Qantas's announcement, Foreign Minister Julie Bishop expressed concern about the Chinese government's attempt to pressure an Australian business. In a statement, Ms. Bishop says private companies should be left to conduct their usual business operations free from the political pressure of governments. However, she also says the way Qantas structures its website is a matter for Qantas management. That sentiment is echoed on the other side of the political divide by opposition leader Bill Shorten.
I think that's a pretty complex issue. I'd probably rather that hadn't happened, but having said that, that's a business decision for Qantas. I'm not going to start running their airline for them.
Peter Jennings is from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute. He says this latest move from China is part of a wider pattern of behaviour from China towards Taiwan.
This is part of a broader pattern of China really putting its thumb on Taiwan's carotid artery. I think pragmatically most airlines will accept it, but it's another form of coercive diplomacy that China's using, and I just think, frankly, this is broadly unacceptable.
Unacceptable or not, James Lawrenson from the University of Technology, Sydney, says the Australian government and Australian businesses are presently in a difficult situation.
Australia has to balance this relationship. Security alliance with the US, obviously, very important, and at the same time have this crucial economic relationship with China that, frankly, isn't going too well at the moment.
Qantas is yet to set a date for when the change on its website will be made. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.